it's an open question at the end of the movie as to what happens to either one of them, really. I mean, yes, the one who goes has to start a whole new thing, and the one who stays, perhaps he too has to start a new life, and in some way attempt to leave this kind of horrible childhood behind. I don't know what it would, I'm really curious as to what actually the novelist does with them in the other two. But yeah, the one who stays will have to deal with all the things that he witnessed and that have happened to both of them. And that's, who knows which is worse? I mean, you don't know whether it's harder to go into a new place or to stay behind.
Well, and I think that in a sense, they're both leaving, though. One of them physically is leaving the country, the other is leaving too, because we assume in this film that we're looking at 1945. It's the end of the war. We know that basically the Red Army is coming in. There's a scene, in fact, implying that.
Coming, yeah.
And there's a red flag, so we know that.
And then that's how the hair-lipped girl...
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
which again, it's, anyone with a knowledge of that history will know what's happening. But what's critical is that you have a whole generation, I think, those who would have been born roughly when these kids were born, sometimes in the 30s, and who would have been maybe 10, 11, 12 years old in 45, who are entering what the adults are telling them is sort of, well, a brave new world, for a better expression. And that new world requires sort of a new way of thinking. It's the idea of purging what's in the past. And this concept in 1945, at least in Hungary, of people starting fresh, a new type of society, one that obviously is not based on many of the values that led to some of the horrors in World War II, that was a very powerful concept among certainly intellectuals at the time and thinkers in Hungary. And so the boy who's staying in some way is going to be entering a brand new world as well, a new type of society. And yet he's entering this society with the values, if you want to call them those, that he gained, or the experience that he gained in World War II of being brutalized. He obviously can't just let go of that.
Yes, I mean, that might, who knows what that will make him into, whether he'll become a part of the Secret Service or something in Hungary and able to cope quite well, or...
But that experience of brutalization, I think it's just an individual experience. I think this really shows how, we are now trying to start a new life, the bright new future, but... that experience for that whole generation of the violence and the brutality and the trauma, it will carry on, and therefore a new future is not possible because and this history has shown that the violence and the traumatization continue and were repeated again and time and again for the next generations as well. And so I think that this is what the example of these two boys demonstrates. You cannot make a break with past experiences and with whatever negative, whatever call them negative or evil or brutalizing experiences happened. It will keep coming back in one form or the other, and it may take a different manifestation, but it will not leave you behind. Yeah?